Welcome to Module 3. This module is going to be in the cornerstones in the production and the service area. We will go over 3 systems, and we will have also a template. Capacity boards, we're going to discuss, schedule boards, work order flows, and of course, your work order template. Step-by-step processes, again, they are in your Word documents, and if you feel like doing the audio, they're there for you to get more information. Capacity boards. When we start looking at this from a capacity point of view is how much labor you have, how much trucks, how much equipment, including your subs. You must know your capacity. When a storm hits is not the time, it's before. So what happens with these capacity boards, we are looking at what it takes to do our work. From a 1-inch storm to a Nemo storm, it doesn't matter. You'll know your capacity. Next we're going to go into is your scheduling or your route boards. We need to know what has to be done in the order it has to be done with the addresses, exactly what you have to do. No, take a piece of paper out. Maybe I got to do this. Maybe I got to do that. No. What happens with the route boards? We need to know what we're doing and how. Now, if an emergency happens, we could just stop what we're doing, do the emergency, but go back to it. Nothing gets missing. We have work orders and the flows. These work orders are a template. It helps people in the industry, or not in the industries, in the field, make it easy. It could be in the middle of the night. We need to be able to fill these things out quickly, fast, efficiently, not only for invoicing. In the future, we know insurance is a very big problem. So having the right kind of work orders, having the right kind of flows, makes it easy for the men and women in the field. We will go over this modules step by step in your work area. Again, the same thing. Go over that material. I'm available, email, and on Facebook. Please work on this stuff here. We'll talk about it. Q&A is going to be this week. Thank you very much.